cruncher, foil chewer, meat dripper, gizzard gulper, butcher boy.
Please don't eat me.
You think because I am a giant that I'm a man goblin cannibal? You can call me the big friendly giant.
Oh my.
I catch dreams. This one sounds like you.
A delicious little bean.
Steven Spielberg is back, got his boy Mark Rylance back, and he's back with Disney to create the BFG. Here's your BFG for you, Born Fucking Giants. That's what I'm gonna lay on you right now. It's plot synopsis. All right, so we got little Sophie. She played by Ruby Barnhill. I'm trying to remember where I seen her at, or maybe this is her first time and I'm just blanking on it, but she looks like she got a very familiar face. excuse me, I think she did a lot of TV shows, if I'm not mistaken. But she lives in an orphanage. Her parents died at a young age. You don't really see that, but the movie, she ends up telling them at one point or another. And, well, you know, when she has insomnia, from what she says, from the opening of the film at least. And she can't sleep. You know, cat goes outside the window. She looks outside, and bam, she sees the BFG himself. Motion captured and CGI'd by Mark Rylance. And Mark Rylance, like, oh, hell no. He takes her with him to back to Giant Land. She's like, why'd you take me? He's like, well, because you saw me, and no one's supposed to see me. And when they do see me, I have to take them because I don't need you telling all the people and stuff. And then they come on some hunt and pretty much put me in a zoo and make an ass of myself, pretty much. He's got about 9 other giants, brothers, I don't know what they are to him. There's only 9 other giants here, a total of 10 including him, but these giants are even bigger than him. And unlike him, they actually eat children. He eats vegetables and shit like that. And pretty much he's just trying to keep her out of harm's way from these other 9 giants before they discover her and eat her ass. They pretty much bully his ass like a motherfucker, which was probably the most villainous part of the movie, if you will. So, we get into later. I ain't gonna lie, that's pretty much the plot synopsis here because I'm stretching a little bit here. But we just learn more a little bit about the BFG, find out that he's a dream catcher. And the rest of the movie just spends most of the time spending with these two characters, and Mark Rylance and Ruby Barnhill, BFG and Sophie, as they build and bond together their friendship of happiness, togetherness, and whatever the fuck people do when they want to build a friendship with people now. My way of building a friendship is going to a bar, passing a shot, saying, let's hit this real quick. Done deal. Next you know what, I got a new drinking buddy. In here, apparently it's all about feelings, emotions, colorful lights, and sticking up for yourself, and all kinds of other warm feelings that you can only get from 1980. And then the movie revolves around a conflict where they're saying, you know, the giants, they pretty much discover that Sophie's... there's a kid in Giant Land, and we're going to find this kid and eat him. Mark Rylance is like, I don't know what to do. Sophie comes with an idea. We got to go to the Queen of England. That's right, people. Queen of England. She's going to assist us. We're going to take out these other giants. You can live in peace, and therefore, I guess I can continue being friends with you and stay. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. Whatever. That. There goes your plot synopsis. All right. As you can tell from that plot synopsis, hey, there's not really much to say about this damn movie. It's pretty fucking thin, if I must add. So let me go ahead and get my positives out the way. My positives. Positives. Mark Rylance. His art, his CGI, facial structure, motion capture, all that stuff looks fantastic. I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know what they did to him in this film. I would love to see a behind the scenes of how they captured this. I don't know if this girl was doing a Jungle Book moment and she was talking to a stick with a tennis ball on top of it with Mark Rylance's face, or was she even in the same room with him? Don't even know. All I know is it looked great. It was a nice transition. I remember saying in the trailer, I was like, eh, I'm not really feeling the effects in this film. And at the beginning of the movie, I kind of wasn't either, but it transitions very smoothly into you just, you know, pretty much hopping on board with what's going on here. And the interaction between him and Sophie looks really good. I mean, the special effects here looks great. And obviously, it's Disney. No matter if the trailer looks like Cher or something like that, when it comes to effects, they got that hands down because they got that money. And it looks good. The chemistry and connection between Sophie and the BFG was great. I think Sophie herself was great. There's some parts in here I saw where I was like, okay, she can kind of get fucking annoying to some people. She's asking a lot of goddamn questions, like most kids do. And that's why most parents tell them to shut the fuck up and let daddy or mommy enjoy my pina colada or my whiskey drink, whatever the hell is your parent is or something like that. She's asking too many damn questions. You just want to shut the hell up. You're kind of annoying. She got that British accent and everything, and you're just looking at her and just like, oh, okay. And I noticed she's a little bow-legged in here, too, and stuff like that. But overall, she's a sweet little girl. And I thought she did a great job acting across from Mark Rylance's face with a stick and two tennis balls. Although I do think that they're the best things of this movie. I think all the acting in here is great by everyone. Even though that those two are the main focal points for a lot of the movie. The rest, you might get some Sid bits in there with the Giants. And you got people like Jermaine Clement. As one, and Bill Hader, and you could tell too the voice work there and stuff. I thought it was really good. The Queen in here, she's played by Penelope Wilton. She doesn't come into the third act along with Rebecca Hall as Marion. Who doesn't like seeing Rebecca Hall? I mean, that girl's fine as hell. But you don't really get to them to the third act. Now, I'm trying to think of another positive here. You know, the effects look good. The Mark Rylance, he brings a certain charm to the film. Him and Sophie has a great chemistry together. And Mark Rylance, I don't know what's so great about him is, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people, oh, it's so hilarious. This movie's not that funny. It's more of a like a half smile, like, because Mark Rylance is kind of like this, you know, obviously being a giant con, he barely just learned how to read and stuff like that and pretty much speak our native tongue. By our native tongue, I mean human beings' native tongue. But he kind of stumbles over words, and he's like that old ghost in The Conjuring 2, except the friendlier version of it. You know, he ain't trying to really fuck with you. He just kind of just don't know what the hell to say. And this movie has charm written all over. Spielberg, what he does is he manages to make pretty much a love letter to himself when it comes to creating a family film that brings friendships together and stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily have a plot or meaning to be there, but he somehow managed to find a way to take this and that, put it together, make an hour and 55-minute film, and pretty much make a family film. Now, I have to say, I saw this in a public screen or whatever and stuff. A lot of people brought their kids. One kid, I had pretty much a terrible experience. One kid was just fucking talking the whole goddamn movie. And it got into a point where I just want to tell this kid, can you shut the fuck up, please? Shut your goddamn kid up. But then there was other kids in there, and there really wasn't much noises, too. And the only time anyone laughed in the whole theater was at this long-ass setup for a fart joke, which this scene just went on and on forever. I was like, and this is getting to the third act of the film, too. And that's at that point, even beforehand, but at that point, I was just sitting there going like, I really don't understand why this was made. I must say, too, as well, this is based off the book. Forgot the author's name already. And obviously, I remember seeing an animated version of this, too. And I believe that there is, I can't remember if it's a movie or a show. I think it's a movie. And I don't remember everything about it. But from what I was told about the book, that this movie really doesn't capture all the magic that book had. And obviously, what movie could, besides Harry Potter? But I'm pretty sure that's pretty much all my positives I gotta say here, because I got a lot of fucking negatives now. Alright, my one negative is, why the fuck was this made? What in the blue fuck was the point of this? Yeah, Spielberg, I understand you trying to make all this little family nice and stuff like that. Oh, and I'm pretty sure, I'm almost certain right now that this weekend when this Friday, when Rotten Tomatoes get its like consensus up and stuff like that, it's going to be up in the 70s and 80s, and people is going to be talking about, oh, Spielberg, he's always doing something different, because people like sucking Spielberg's dick. I don't know. Spielberg ain't made a good movie in God knows how long. He should have just ended it with Bridge of Spies, if you ask me. I'm trying to think. Was the last good movie he made was probably Munich. And between that, what was the last one before that? That guy, I'm starting to think that, like, yeah, your times have long gone here. Because I'm looking at this movie, and I'm going, like, yeah, that's cute that you brought back some E.T. moments, but fuck E.T. And fuck his moments. Because I'm watching this movie and going, like, who in the blue fuck would pay to come see this? There's not a damn thing going on. And like I said, I know there's some critics out there that's going to say, oh, it's so different. It's different. It doesn't have the particular villain. Which, by the way, the villains in here are very one note, which is the other nine giants and stuff like that. But it doesn't have the formula that summer movies have. It's very different. It's about friendship. It's about bonding. It doesn't have that typical formula. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. You people out there that said, oh, I'm so sick of this formula. So, look, there's a formula out there because it works. It gives you a purpose. It gives you a reason. It's placed in plot. Now, if you can take that formula and make something fantastic with it, you won't even notice the formula. AKA Civil War. You won't even fucking notice the formula. Dory. You won't even notice it. Jungle. You won't even notice the formula. They all have formulas. But when you make shit, you can kind of see that formula just being tired and hacked some because you're not doing a damn thing with it. With this film, I'm sitting up here and going, like, you should have followed that formula, because I'm watching this and going, like, what is the point for all of us to be sitting in this room right here? I'm not getting a damn thing of the story you're trying to tell. And basically, that plot synopsis I just gave, I'm still even questioning myself on that. It's going, like, huh, it's been a while since I've seen a movie that doesn't really have a story. Even though the meat of the movie is about Mark Rylance and Sophie here building a friendship. Okay, you know what? In Frozen, they build a snowman, but at least there was a story wrapped around there. Fuck your friendship, okay? Have something other in that in your friendship, okay? Have a little bit of turmoil. I didn't feel any bit of sense of urgency for these characters with these other giants and stuff like that. There was a moment where they were bullying Mark Rylance, the BFG, and I was just going dick move and stuff like that. But at the meat of the whole thing, once we get halfway to the film, I was kind of just going, what's the point of this? Well, I don't see what the point of this all. I mean, was the point of this to be, because, you know, they're constantly talking about dreams and stuff like that and creating dreams and how, you know, he can hear dreams and people's hearts and souls and stuff like that. And when he hears Sophie's heart and soul, he hears a lonely girl, whatever, which, by the way, the movie really doesn't tell you that, though. I mean, because there's really no setup. They hop right into the BFG snatching her little ass up. And so there's really no setup to say, because she's talking about, I live in an orphanage, and, you know, the caretaker there, she's really awful, she's terrible, and stuff like that. Spielberg, you didn't show us any of this. You know, I can't really connect with this girl on how she feels other than knowing that, oh, orphanages are possibly terrible. I don't know that for a fact. I've never been in one. I'm sure there are some that are terrible, but I'm not going to make a blanket statement and say that, oh, all orphanages are terrible, how can you put kids in there, and stuff like that. Hey, best that than the streets, probably. And trust me, I grew up in Compton, so I think I would know something about that. So all this trash that they were talking about the orphanage, I'm just like, yeah, I didn't see any of that. I mean, the orphanage looked as British as it could possibly be, if you ask me, especially compared to an American orphanage. It looked much better. It's in a fucking castle. There's a lot of other nice kids there, and it's really fucking huge. I mean, an American orphanage is just a half a bedroom, so I didn't see the grimness of this orphanage that she was just struggling to get out to. And what I'm getting to the point with that is because by the time they go see the queen kind of adopts Sophie. I guess Rebecca Hall character in a way, Mary kind of adopts her in a way, and she lives in the castle now and stuff. And now we know that Sophie is happy living with rich other white people. I almost said wiggers. What the hell? Gringos, rich other white people, and just living the life now. I mean, so was the BFG presence for this movie was just to take this nice little white child right here, this little precious white baby, and make sure she does not stay broke for her rest of her life, because God knows willing that a white person can't die. I don't get what the hell was the point of this. It's magical. It's got its emotional feelings and stuff like that. The feels are there for if you really give a fuck. I just didn't give a fuck. But overall, I just found myself not really caring. I don't get what Spielberg was trying to do here. If he wants to remake moments of E.T. and create friendships and bonds and stuff like that, do that shit on your own time. But in your future movies, please give me a story. give me something. I don't give a damn if it's, because I know probably, oh, but don't you sick of that? No, I'm not really sick of it. Just give me that simple story then. If you got to villain, good guy, girl, team up, bam, stop villain. There you go. I don't need to know all this. Well, that's the thing. I don't need to know anything. That's the thing. This movie doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you what's going on, to be honest. It's just them on a mediocre adventure in giant country as they just talk for about an hour and a half, getting to know each other. And it's like, you know, I could spend my... Wow, I literally could spend my Tuesday doing something else than watching you build a friendship with a little girl and an imaginary character. Which, by the way, is fucking ridiculous. Now, I will say Spielberg is probably one of the few that can take something like this premise, a giant man, old man, and a little girl, and not make it look creepy. Kudos to you, Spielberg. But when it comes down to story elements and stuff like that, I'm not feeling it, Spielberg. Not feeling it at all. Thus why me christening it as The Boring Fucking Giants. Mark Rylance, like I said, did an amazing job. I thought everyone did a good job, but when you get down to it, I don't even see why this movie was made, and personally, I think this one's gonna flop hard. I just don't see anyone liking it, and the funny thing was, you know, I heard a lot of yarns in that theater and stuff like that. I heard an ovation, though. I heard people clapping, you know, people was getting ready to leave and stuff like that. You know, they were getting ready to give you those little cards, something about how you like the movie and shit like that. People was getting ready to leave, and then you just heard that one, then everybody else just joined in or whatever. So it was almost like a trigger effect that you just had to clap or something like that because everybody was at a free movie and stuff like that. So, but other than that, I don't think anyone in this movie. I saw some smiles on face. I was looking around. I saw some smiles on the face, but it was just nothing more than just like a half smile, like, oh, okay, well, it's Spielberg. It's a movie about friendship. Yeah. But I got to say, there were some kids in this theater that I was pretty fucking bored. And I don't think all the dream coloring stuff you can throw in here is enough to make them go, ooh, mommy, look. No, not at all. So I'm going to lay the BFG. I'm going to lay that down with, I'll be a little extra nice on it. By the way, the pacing fucking sucked too. But I'm just going to go ahead and say give it a stream it. I don't think this is clearly nothing you need to rush out and see. I don't give a damn what any other critics say. You do not need to rush out and see this. Matter of fact, just stay home this summer. Save your money. Go take a nice little trip or something like that. Don't spend your... How much theater tickets cost these days? $10 to $15. If you see it in, I guess, 3D, if you will. Is this in 3D? I don't know. I don't remember. Go out and take your family to a nice dinner or something like that. And laugh and have an enjoyment there. You don't need this movie to tell you to have a connection with your family. Come on now. So I'm going to lay it down with a stream it. Wait till it's on Netflix. You'll have it on in the background. You go like, oh, it's kind of a cute, charming movie. All right, well... I'm glad I didn't drop 10 bones on this to go see this because that 10 bones could have went to that whiskey shot over there. Did I say whiskey shot? No, I'm not doing whiskey shots. I meant that Nick Allen 12 over there. So clearly I didn't care for the BFG. I mean, it ain't a terrible movie. It ain't the best movie. It's going to be a forgettable movie. But hey, I'm curious to see what you people think. Did you like the movie? Did you see the movie? Do you even give a damn about the movie, to be honest? Because I really don't think anyone give a damn about it. But if you did, go ahead, tell me in the comments right here, and I would love to know how you feel, because I thought this movie was boring as fuck.
Adventures and laughter. Storms will be hard. Storms will be soft. So hold your breath, cross your fingers, here we go.
I'm going to call you BFG.